Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dominique. How can I assist you?
Yeah. What's your name was again?
My name is Dominique.
Dominique?
Yes.
I was ordering this stuff, and all of a sudden it told me that it rejected my card. So I put in another card and rejected it. So I put in the third, and I wasn't through finished. I wasn't finished putting it in, and all of a sudden it popped up and said it took it. And so I don't know what it took.
Okay, so can I have your zip code?
75672.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Michael Woods.
Okay. Okay, and lastly, can you verify that shipping address?
2714 Arlington Road.
Okay, so I do see where you tried to place an order. It rejected all four times. And if you have the funds in your account, what I would advise is for you to contact your bank to see why this charge is not allowed to go through. Sometimes customers have to contact their bank and verify that that was them that made the purchase and
okay, get it clear. It's real hard to understand you. It sounds like you're swallowing the phone.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, can you speak a little farther away from the phone?
You said farther away?
Yeah, there you go. That's better.
That's better? Okay.
Yes.
So, yes, I did say that sometimes when it rejects the card like that, we typically tell the customer to contact their bank and let their bank know that that is them that was trying to place an order so their bank can approve that, because sometimes, you know, the bank wouldn't approve it because they think it's a scam and it's not. So, and then also I'm not able to place any orders over the phone. So what I would advise is to maybe try a different browser. And if that doesn't work, to contact your bank to see why that charge isn't going through.
Okay, but you're telling me that it did not order at all?
Correct. It didn't go through at all.
Okay. Is the credit card information, did it stay in there?
So by it not going through, it, no, it's not going to stay in there.
You sure?
I'm sure. And you would not be charged anything because it didn't go through at all. So it wouldn't charge you or bill you anything because it didn't go through.
But it told me that it did.
Yes, it didn't. It didn't at all. It's showing that it didn't. I see where you tried to place an order, and at first the first charge was $6.95. That didn't go through. The other $6.95 didn't go through. And then $6.95 again, that didn't go through. And then the $5.45, that didn't go through. Neither one of those went through.
Okay, all right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye.
Bye-bye.